Hey, good evening and welcome everyone to Belgrade, Minnesota at Belgrade Brutinel Rosa High School for girls basketball Thursday night edition. Second meeting of the year between the Pioneers of Piers and the Jaguars of BBE. Hello, everybody. I'm Rick Grammon. It is parents' night. It is senior night here in Belgrade, so a little bit later start tonight as they have that nice ceremony, as you'll see schools do. These two teams met January 9th up at the Mac in Piers. Jaguars left town with a 59-27 victory. They are 15-6 overall, coached by Christina Anderson, 6-3 within the Central Minnesota Conference. 2-2 over their last four. Pioneers come into tonight 5-14 overall, 2-7 within the CMC, actually 3-7. And 6-14. Didn't update my stats. And they've won three out of their last four. So playing some of their better basketball at the right time of the year for head coach Marcus Artner. Jaguars in blue, Pioneers in white. The tip-off is next.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Piers Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piersfreedomfest.com.
Piers has won the opening tip, and they are in the front court to get things underway here in Belgrade. Girls play their home games here in Belgrade. Boys play over in Bruton. Just underway. 15 seconds gone by. They work it through the hands of Mariah Olish trying to post up. Little different lineup here for Coach Christina Anderson. She gives her five seniors a start tonight. Their final home game, and the five seniors on the roster start this ball game. Into the low post. Looking for an opening is Nicole Wesber across the way. Back out, Morgan Gronley for three. Good. Right side, Morgan Gronley. Jaguars on the board first, 45 seconds in. Brittany Bozer, Malia Bozer, Avi Leese, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and Mariah Olish, the normal starting five for Coach Artner. Malia at the point, left side now for Brittany. Into the lane comes Avi Leese. Pioneers coming off a big win on their home court Tuesday over Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 56-42. Again, they go low post. Olish left hand, no. Rebound, Mariah battles for it, and a push. Noah held ball. Jaguars possession. 4-4. C-Squad and JV have gone the way of the Jaguars tonight. 40-29 BBE in the C-Squad, 50-25 in the JV contest. Low block. Here's Wesper. Cross the way, Gronley. One dribble, nice cut inside, and they work the extra pass but can't get a shot off. Back out to Gronley. Now a three for Jaden Gosson. No, tipped underneath. Wesber muscles up and in. Nicole Wesber has given the Jaguars a 5-0 start. We will watch Kelsey Stuckmeyer, number 10 tonight. She needs 10 points to tie Katie Kimmon for fifth on the all-time school scoring record. She needs 2 3-pointers to tie the all-time point record. Here's Brittany, left-hand drive, free throw line high, back to Kelsey. She'll fire away from there, and it's off to the right. Good box out there by Jaden Gosson, preventing Malia Bozer from getting to the ball in the corner. And back come the Jaguars, looking to add to their 5-0 advantage early as Morgan Gronley. Into the lane, Wesber challenges on Olish, in and out on Malia Bozer. 2.5 gone by. Here comes Brittany up ahead. Avi Leese played one of her better games the other night against Howard Lake. Olish misfires from the right elbow. Out of bounds. Touch last by the Pioneers over to the Jaguars. Pioneers in their road whites. Jags in the home royal blues. Three-man officiating crew. New rule this year, all conference games required a three-man or three-person. There's a three right side, comes off the tin. That was put up by Jenna Fisher. Pioneers pressing. Here's a transition three by Stuckmeyer off the window and in. Kelsey from the left side banks it off the glass. 5-3. Just under 15 to play in Belgrade. First half. We'll see how long Coach Anderson goes with this starting five senior lineup here. Left-handed three drained in. That is Jenna Fisher from the right corner. 8-3 Jaguar lead there. Back up by five. Right side, Malia Bozer corner at the end of the Jags bench. Into the low post. Olish dribbled it off a foot. Lee scrambles to the floor to pick it up. Play continues on with Brittany. Almost double dribbled. Picked up her dribble. Somebody comes to help her, and it's Avi Lees. Oh, almost a lazy pass, and they're going to get Gronley late to the ball. That'll be Morgan Gronley's first. Team's first. Boys are in holding forward tonight, as Taylor Kimmon will come in for Mariah Olish. 14-16 to go. BBE up by five. And they threw it away. And then Lees with a steal, and then she dribbled it off her foot. And Jenna Fisher will inbounds at midcourt to Morgan Gronley. So you got Brittany Bozer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Avi Lees, Taylor Kimmon, Malia Bozer for the Pioneers. Here's Jenna Fisher looking for an opening. Crosses the lane to the left corner. Jaden Gosson, outstanding three-point threat. Hand off to Wesber in the corner. Back out. Gronley will put it up over Brittany Bozer, and that rattles in. And the Jaguars lighting it up from the outside. Their third three already. They're up 11-3, 13:45 to go. Six for Gronley. Avi Lees looking out top for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Malia comes over left wing now to Brittany. Jaguars are a 28.4% three-point shooting team overall. Kimmon fighting for position, but the bounce pass into the post tipped away by Wesber. Left side to Jenna Fisher. Cross the way now to Gronley. Nice entry pass down low working on Malia, and Malia will pick up a foul as Kendra Schmitz went up strong. Good entry pass there from Gronley on the wing. Malia gets her first, team's first. Stop the clock with 13:13 to go. Two shots here for the Jaguars. That one is off, no good, by Kendra Schmitz. Pioneers really took advantage at the free throw line against Howard Lake the other night, making 27 of 36, including Brittany Bozer's 14 of 17. That went around and in. Friendly home roll there for Schmitz. And across the timeline, nearly a backcourt violation as Brittany just got her feet planted across the 10-second line as Kimmon goes up, hit the bottom of the backboard, may have been blocked by Wesber, and then the ball rolls into the home crowd. Touch last by a Jaguar player. Piers with only a Kelsey Stuckmeyer banked three in the first 5 minutes and 3 seconds. They trail 12-3 in Belgrade tonight. Pioneers have their Parents' Night, Senior Night tomorrow. Osakis is in town. Lees dead on three, short by about a half a foot, and it bounces to the wall. Coach Hartner will use a timeout here to try and get something going for his team. 12:46 to go. 12-3 lead. Jaguars back in 30 seconds on You Wear Their Sports.
It's cold outside, so stop cabin fever from getting to you and sign up for Dish at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, get the 2-year price lock with Dish and get 120 channels for just $49.99 a month for the first 2 years. Plus, when you sign up with us, let our professional installers do the work. And don't forget, we also carry the Dish Tailgater. This portable satellite is perfect so you can take your Dish with you out to the fish house. Call or visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack, and we'll get you hooked up with Dish.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Well, it's been a good offensive start, especially from deep for the Jaguars. 12-3 on three three-pointers. And after the Piers timeout, the Jaguars bring it up court. They stay with that lineup. Gronley out front. Gossin gets a look for three. That's long. Rebound. Battle for. And Lease got there first. Avey off now to Brittany Bozer. Bozer back to Avey on the wing right side. Piers gets it to Stuckmeyer. Drives and dishes back to Malia as they run the flex out front. Pass behind Lease as she cut through the lane. But a second tip off the fingertips of Kendra Schmitz will keep possession with the Jaguars. Brittany Bozer, baseline right. They screen across away from the ball, trying to free up Stuckmeyer in the corner. That was well defended. And finally, the entry pass tipped loose. And here comes Morgan Gronley. Gronley across the way now for Fisher's three. And that's good. Fisher with six. And it's 15-3. Up ahead, Malia Bozer. As now Coach Anderson will bring players in, and there's a three. Pioneers get that one from Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and that's the record tire. 54 made threes this year. Challenging inside, Westburn, nice left hand, but a little too much on it, and Malia pulls down the board. Right side, Avey Lease, 15-6. Kelsey again, off. Rebound in the lane. Kelsey tips it. Malia's after it. So is Kimmon. But Wesper got there. No, Gossin got there. Now to Gronley up the sideline. Lead pass. Schmitz gets loose on inside and draws contact, and she's down on the floor a little bit. Slow to get up. That is Kendra Schmitz, one of the five seniors, getting a starting nod for Coach Christina Anderson. Kimmon on the foul. Taylor's first, team's second. Free throws coming here for Schmitz. Jaguars are 15-6 this year. Here's the first. Schmitz off to the right, no good. She's got a 1-for-3 night going. And now Grace Illies will come in. Cassandra Tenson is in. Jenna Dingman is in. Wesper and Schmidt stay on the floor. 11-11 to go. On its way and off. Short rebound into the hands of Brittany Bozer. Coming up on the 11-minute mark, a 15-6 Jaguar lead. Into the low post, tipped away nicely by Wesper, but retrieved by Kimmon. Pass out front. Ille's got a hand on it, knocks it right into her head coach Christina Anderson's hands on the bench. And now Macy Kirkhoff, one of the conference's best, will come in. Kirkhoff for Schmitz. Brittany in for Avey Lease. Macy Kirkhoff, 13.8 points a game, leading the Jaguars in the scoring category. Right corner, here's Brittany Bozer. Now back to Kim, and now Stuckmeyer. Good defense by Illies as Stuckmeyer looked to pull the trigger. 10:40 left in a 15-6 lead. Here's a Malia Bozer three. In and out. Rebound to Kirkhoff. Grace Illies now running the point. Looks the offense right side to Cassandra Tenson. Left hand dribble. Nice little screen and roll to Kirkhoff. Up and in. Nice play. Kirkhoff for two. And it's 17-6, 11-point lead as Laura Skiba prepares to enter the ballgame. So does Rebecca Langer now. Baseline for Malia Bozer. Kimmon cuts through the lane without the ball, so it's now Lease in the right corner. Pioneers trying to get their spacing down. Malia back to Avey in the corner. Lob inside. Too far for Taylor. Illies had it poked away into the backcourt, where it's retrieved by Malia Bozer. Under 10 to play. Pioneers trailing 17-6 on the road. Lease gets knocked off the ball. It rolls over and picked up by the Jaguars. Tenson back the other way. Tenson deep on the baseline. Stop. Illy stops from 17. Right side, no. Kirkhoff tipped the rebound and up and in. Jenna Dingman off the tip and another Piers timeout. The Jaguars stretching it out early, 19-6 with 9:35 to play. A short timeout. Back to Belgrade after this.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Back to live action. Kimmon turnaround in the paint. Scores! Kimmon for two. 19-8 with 9:15 to play. Pioneers personnel right now after the timeout. Rebecca Langer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Taylor Kimmon, Laura Skiba, Brittany Bozer. The Jaguars on the court. Jenna Dingman, Grace Illies, Macy Kirkhoff, Nicole Wesper, and Cassandra Tenson. Illies down to the baseline right side. Tenson. Pioneers trying to match up. 8:50 to go. To the corner. Three-pointer coming from Dingman. Short. Rebound battled for on the left side by Wesber. Reverses and double dribble. Yep. Dribble got a little bit high on her and that little bit of a hesitation, and the referee on the baseline spotted it. And the Pioneers will get the ball back. 8:44 to go. 19-8 Jaguars. They've led from the get-go. Spinning into the front court is Brittany Bozer, the senior guard. Off to Kelsey Stuckmeyer as Gronley prepares to return. Rebecca Langer has it in her hands right at the top of the key. Drives to the left side, up and in. Nice drive by Rebecca Langer. Determined to go from the top of the key, and she went right down the lane and scored with the left hand. Nice move. And there's a steal by Brittany. Brittany's jumped in the passing lane. She'll go in for two. First points for Brittany. She anticipated the pass and converted the turnover into points. And just like that, with 8 minutes to go, it's a 7-point game, 19-12. Grace Illies. They leave Kirkhoff all alone, and you can't do that. Macy Kirkhoff was left unattended right under the hoop, and Illies found her. Four for Macy. 21-12 Jaguars. Tip ball stolen by BBE's Tenson. Up ahead, Wesber with an easy layup. Oh, she missed it. Rebound, Rebecca Langer. Off to Brittany Bozer. 7.5 to play. Kimmon's got it on the left side behind the arc. Fronting Skiba inside is Kirkhoff as they battle for low post position. They lob inside. Good catch by Laura, but then it's blocked out of bounds. Good defense inside by the Jaguars. Nice entry pass, though. And there was not a big window to get it to Laura Skiba. Now Kimmon will come out. Olish back in. Pierce trailing 21-12. They've trailed the whole way so far. Underneath, Skiba works her way in and scores off the entry pass from Boulder on the left side. Laura Skiba's got two. She just planted her feet and refused to be moved off the block, and Brittany got her the ball right under the basket. There's another backdoor cut to Illies, and she's fouled going up. And I think this will be on Rebecca Langer. Langer picks up her first third team foul as A.B. Lease checks in. And this will be Grace Illies at the free throw line. And she gets the roll on that one. It's in for her first point tonight. Now Lease in for Langer. Here's the free throw coming. And that one is good. Two for two for Grace Illies. Inbounds against pressure. Stuckmeyer returns the ball to Brittany as we hit under the 7 minute mark in the half. Brittany through the jump ball circle off to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey's got six on a pair of threes. Boy, she thought about it there. Maybe a little out of her range. Now Bozer try to get it through. Tipped away by Kirkhoff, intended for Olish. Here comes Kirkhoff on a return on the other end. Jump stop up and in. Macy Kirkhoff. Created on one end, finished on the other. Kirkhoff running the floor and rewarded. Six for her. 6:35 to go as the Pioneers back down in double digits now, 25-14. As Stuckmeyer finds Skiba front court left wing. Back to Brittany. Stops. Back to Laura Skiba. Skiba cutting through the lane. Got it to Lees, who puts it up, and it just rolled off the yard. It hung up there a long time. Now Olish on a putback scores. Mariah Olish. Offensive rebound bucket. Her first two. Stayed with it. That ball really hung on the rim for a while. 25-16. Illies drives and dishes. This is Gronley. No. Rebound Olish. Under six to play. Pioneers down 25-16 in Belgrade tonight. Back to A.B. Lees. Try to get it to. They have not had a lot of luck getting it into their low post players, and it's dribbled out of bounds. It's been outstanding interior defense presented by the Jaguars tonight. And they'll get it as the ball was tipped out. Jaden Gosson returns to the lineup. So does Jenna Fisher, joining Gronley, Illies, and Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff posting up, got deep, and scored off the left window. Macy Kirkhoff, a mismatch inside. 8 for her. 27-16 as the lead fluctuates between 9 and 11 here. 5:20 to go. We'll be in Royalton tomorrow night. We've got wrestling action as the Pioneers close out their regular season against the Royals. Here's an errant pass, and it's into the crowd, over to the Jaguars. Pioneers just out of sync here, but they're still not. They're doing just enough offensively to keep them in the game right now. 11 points with just over 5 to play, but they need to cut down on the turnovers. Right side, Fisher. Cross the way, left side. And the Jaguars are going to give it back as Kirkhoff goes sliding to the floor trying to track one down. Both teams a little careless on the pass, and Pierce Pioneers will get it back. Backcourt, sideline pass in with 4:52 remaining. Brittany looking. He's got A.B. Lees. That's a tough place to throw it in, right under your own basket from the sideline. Bad things can happen, more bad than good. Here's Bolger getting to the free throw line to Skiba, and it's through her hands. Rick Gosson with the gold glove play over there in the corner. And now into the Jaguar lineup is Kendra Schmitz replacing Grace Ilias. 4:42 to go, first half. Gronley running the point, reverses field to the left side, off to Jaden Gosson, back out top, Fisher for Gronley again, defended inside by Brittany, through the hands that time of Schmitz, and down on the floor, no surprise, A.B. Lees, as she scrapped, and we get a held ball coming as both teams battling on the floor, and this will be arrow to the Pioneers. Marcus Artner wanted a foul called as he thought that Laura cleanly had possession and the Jaguar player. And there's a quick foul on Gosson on pressure against A.B. Lees. That'll be the first on Jaden Gosson. Only the second Jaguar foul. 4:20 to go. Full court pressure applied by BBE. Into the corner. Lees has it tipped away by Gosson. Well, there's not a lot you can do with the ball. If you do get it into that corner, you're setting that up for a trap. Like to get that ball in the middle of the floor. Brittany near the corner to inbounds. Got it into Skiba. And here's now Brittany. She's got Olish to her left, but can't get it to her. Instead, she'll work it back out front to Laura Skiba. Lees throws it down low for Olish, challenging Kirkhoff with a right hand. Short on the shot. Fisher the rebound. Excuse me, Schmitz the board. Gronley pushes the tempo. This is Jenna Fisher. Little hesitation. Baseline drive just dribbled it out of bounds. Now Kimmen in. Olish out with 3:55 to go. Jaguars by 11, 27-16. Long pass to the sideline, deflected by Kirkhoff, intended for Kimmen. Where the girls have to momentarily look up from their phones or get beamed. Now it's in the hands of Brittany Bozer. Bozer right side to the corner for A.V. Lees. to Kimmon, right side. Now Stuckmeyer. Kelsey drives on Grinley. Back out for Brittany. Ball fake into the lane. Off for Kimmon. She'll get a look from 10. Around and out. Skiba, though, battles for the rebound. Good effort by Laura. 3.5 to go. Stuckmeyer with Grinley on her. Man-to-man here by the Jags. Now Kimmon out front. In front of the Jaguar bench. Stuckmeyer will get a three off as they screened off the ball, and that allowed Kelsey to get a good look, but it rims out, and a long outlet pass results in a layup the other end for Jenna Fisher. 8 for Fisher, and Coach Artner is going to use his third timeout. 3:08 to go in the half. Jaguars 29, Pioneers 16. We'll be back in Belgrade after this Sun You Were There Sports.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pier to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
We've got 3 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the first half here in Belgrade, Senior Night, Parents Night. And the Pioneers will inbound. They are down by 13 now, 29-16 here against the Jaguars. Brittany Bozer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, A.B. Lease, Taylor Kimmon, Laura Skiba on the court. And Brittany will bring it up against Jenna Fisher to Lease. Well out on the floor. Now Stuckmeyer rotates out high. Guarded by Gosson. Back to Brittany. Top of the key. Quickly left side. Lease. 2:50 left. Pass again. Tipped away on a post-entry pass. Wanted to get it to Kimmon. Didn't get it. Jaguars right side to Jenna Fisher. She's knocked down a pair of threes so far. Got a nice screen from Wesber. She curls to the basket, gets the return pass, and will shoot two on a foul. Nice little two-player play there between the Jaguars. And the foul is on Laura Skiba. First on Laura, fourth team foul. Haven't had a lot of fouls called tonight. Only 2 on the Jags, 4 on Piers. That one is good. 3 points now for Wesper as Malia Bozer will replace Laura Skiba. 30-16. One more for Nicole Wesper. That one is good. Kimmon in the backcourt. Ball overhead. Dribbles once. And Malia comes over to help her out. Now Bozer will dribble across the front court. Into the hands of Brittany Bolger. Now Kimmon left side. Down low and up with a little scoop shot and drawing contact, and a foul will be called. A.B. Lease will shoot a pair. That foul is on the Jags. Number 10, Cassandra Tenson. Her first third team foul. BBE a half game lead on Maple Lake as Lease hits the free throw. Her first point. Jags are 7-3 in the conference, 16-6 overall. Up and good. Amy knocks them both in. Her first two, 31-18. 2:15 to go as the Jaguars bring it up court. Entry pass denied, and the Jaguars get down on the floor after it. Good hustle play by both players down low. That was Schmitz and Malia Bozer. Here's Gosson, quick release, 3, a little bit long, 1 bounce rebound in the paint to Taylor Kimmon. Piers down by 13, coming up on halftime. Out top, Stuckmeyer, ball fake to get her into the lane, free throw line, too hard off the glass, rebound tipped again, way out onto the floor to Brittany. They'll reset. Right side, Malia Bozer as a quartet of Jaguars check in at this table. Malia's got it right side with 90 seconds left. There's a lob again and just not there tonight. Too high or maybe not enough air under that for Kimmon. And now those 4 new players. Illies is in. So is Dingman, Kirkhoff, Gronley, and Wesper for the Jaguars. Grace Illy stops just inside of the three-point line, left side of the free throw line extended. Wesper, right corner. Good defense on the baseline by Bolger. They come back out high. 70 seconds to go in the half. Kirkhoff inside the free throw line. Pivots back out. Good ball movement. Here's an Illy's three, and it's good. Grace Illy's. Five for her. 34-18 with under a minute to go. Right side, Aaron tipped there as that ball was, fortunately for Pierce, tipped by Gronley because Avey had cut to the lane and the pass was behind her. So Pierce will keep it with 50 seconds remaining. Right corner, Kimmon, the senior, driving on Illy's, and they're going to call her for a push-off. Offensive foul on Taylor Kimmon, number two on her. Little forearm shiver. 38 seconds to go. 34-18, BBE is Illy's. Crosses the 10-second line with 34. Illy's, left corner. This is Dingman for three. Another one, Jenna Dingman. Five as the Jaguars now lead by 19, 37-18. And there's a steal by Kirkhoff with 16 seconds left. Now the Jaguars have an opportunity to score on the last possession. 10 seconds to go. Up front for Illy's. Grace, left hand, free throw line. Back to the basket. Right side, Gronley. Little leaner inside. It comes up short. Saved in, and a whistle. What do we got? A foul before the shot with 9/10 of a second. Avey Lease. First on Avey. Not a bonus. You can catch and shoot with 9/10. Baseline right, Kirkhoff. You can't dribble, though, and that cost her a shot opportunity. Time has run out on the half. Jaguars by 19, 37-18. At the break, we'll go through the scoring totals after this on You Were There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are Their Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryan a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main.
All right, we've reached halftime here in Belgrade, where the Jaguars have opened up a 19-point lead at the break. 37-18 is the score, about 7 minutes and 10 seconds left until the start of the second half. For BBE and head coach Christina Anderson, they are led by Jenna Fisher with 8. Macy Kirkhoff has 8. Morgan Gronley with 6, 5 apiece, Grace Illies and Jenna Dingman. Nicole Wesber with 4, 1 for Kendra Schmitz. Playing but not scoring in the half were Jaden Gossen, Cassandra Tenson. Jaguars in no foul trouble at all. They committed just 3 fouls, 1 apiece, on Jaden Gossen, Morgan Gronley, and Cassandra Tenson. And from the free throw line, they converted 5 of their 8 tries. Coach Christina Anderson did not need to call a timeout in the first half. Pioneers, their 18 points. 6 for Kelsey Stuckmeyer on a pair of 3-pointers. And then everybody else has 2. Amy Leese, Mariah Olish, Brittany Bozer, Rebecca Langer, Laura Skiba, and Taylor Kimmon with 2 apiece. Playing but not scoring was Malia Bozer in that half. Pioneers, no real foul trouble either. They committed just 6 team fouls. 2 on Taylor Kimmon, 1 apiece on Malia Bozer, Amy Leese, Rebecca Langer, and Laura Skiba. Coach Artner, in an attempt to figure things out in the first half, burned up 3 of his timeouts. So if the Pioneers get back into this in the second half, Marcus has only got 2 opportunities to stop the clock. 37-18 at halftime. We'll take a look at C-Squad and JV results after this on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Cadence Tice.
And I am Briar Rentz.
We are 5th graders at Holy Trinity School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a quality Catholic education for your children? Are you looking for a school that can provide small class sizes and high levels of academic growth? Are you looking for a school that can provide a solid faith and moral foundation for your children? Holy Trinity is that school.
The top 5 reasons parents choose Holy Trinity School are growth in faith, family values reinforced at school, small class size, teacher-child relationship, and challenging academic program. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, visit our website or Facebook page or call 468-6446.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes.
on the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, both teams just coming out of their locker rooms now as the second half is about 2.5 minutes away. Earlier tonight, it was a successful night for both the BBE, C-Squad, and JV. In the C-Squad final, it was 40-29 Jaguars. In that one, Madison Gall had 13, 8 for Emma Melby. Cammie Ottman had 4. Hallie Zupan had 2, and Leah Shaw had 2. 40-29 loss. In the JV, BBE doubled up the Pioneers, 50-25. It was a 10-point game for Courtney Strohmeyer. 4 for Alyssa Gertz, 3 each for Amaya Rushlow and Emily Daler. 2 for Emily Harold and Katie LeBlanc, and Emily Sidlovsky had 1, 50-25 BBE JV victory. Senior night, parents night, so far it has gone the way of the Jaguars. Their final regular season home game tonight. After tonight, the Jaguars' remaining schedule: at Painesville, a week from tonight, at Kimball, and at Holdingford. So 3 road games left here for the Jaguars. The Pioneers' schedule after tonight: right back at it tomorrow at home, their senior parents' night. And that'll be against Osakis. And then they have 3 of their final 4 on the road, including games at Kimball a week from tonight, at Foley a week from tomorrow night. Their last regular season game is against Eden Valley Watkins, and they'll wrap up their regular season in Maple Lake on the 23rd. 37-18, start of the second half, is up next on You Are There Sports.
The new year is here, and now's the perfect time to stop in and treat yourself with that new Verizon phone you wanted. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. When you buy your Verizon device from us, we make sure to take care of you from start to finish. We evaluate your plan to make sure it's the best for you. We make sure you get the phone you want, and we even transfer your data from your old phone to your new one. If you're ready for a new phone this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Underway in the second half, Jaguars with the ball, driving and scoring off the window is Cassandra Tenson, her first bucket of the night. And it's a 39-18, 21-point lead for the Jaguars. Stuckmeyer for 3, short. Rebound, A.V. Lease goes up, and no, back rim. Rebound out to Morgan Gronley on the left side. On the other end, missed layup inside by Wesber, and it's knocked out of bounds. I believe Kirkhoff touched it last. Pioneers down 21 here. Brittany Bozer, Malia Bozer, A.B. Lease, and Brittany stopped right on the 10-second line and got it across. Now Brittany in the jump ball circle. Just over a minute into the half. Out top of the key comes Malia Bozer. Malia, her pass to the wings, stolen. Here's Kirkhoff from the left side, up, and a foul will come as Bozer, that's Brittany, refusing to give up the cheap layup, and she'll take the foul. Brittany gets her first team foul to the free throw line, Macy Kirkhoff. First of two for Macy, 8 points, now nine. Her first free throw of the night. Second on its way, straight through. 41-18. Jaguars in control as Bozer finds Malia Bozer into the front court. Malia drives to the right side, up and off. Rebound inside. Back the other way is Tenson. Up ahead, Gronley. Low post, Wesper facing up on Malia. Malia knocked it loose, but I think on the help defense, Brittany's going to pick up a foul. Yes, she will. Brittany with her second this half, second of the game as well. And now Kimmon and Skiba check in. Malia and Olish leaves. Looks like Malia's banged up a little bit as she comes off to the bench. Gronley stops at the free throw line, finds Illy's cutting. Back out to Morgan Gronley. She travels. Took an extra step to get her drive going. Turnover with 16:20 to play. Jaguars 41-18. Brittany Bozer looking to fire it ahead for Lease, which she does. A.V. stops as they defend Skiba inside. Back out to Kimmon near the timeline. Kimmon still dribbling to the wing, knocked out by Morgan Gronley. Sideline pass in for Brittany Bozer. Brittany. And that pass tipped away, and here comes Macy Kirkhoff tracking it down. She's got one girl to beat, spins away from Lease, missed a bucket inside, and it's off of Gronley. Pioneers catch a break there, and the ball rolled just far enough away on the baseline from the hoop to keep Kirkhoff from picking it up in stride and getting to the basket for an easy one. 15:45 to go. Pioneers have yet to score this half. 41-18, they are down on the road here in Belgrade tonight. To the corner, Brittany holds it overhead, looking. Now dribbles, stops in the corner, bounces it to Lease, and again an entry pass picked off by Kirkhoff. Gronley left side in front of the home crowd now. Kirkhoff pass. There's the Pioneers showing some interior post defense, and we get a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Kirkhoff, and they do. Macy on the foul trying to track down the ball that was poked loose, and that's Macy Kirkhoff's first, team's first. Pass comes into Kimmon. Taylor on her defensive end at the free throw line, ahead to Laura Skiba. Laura now to the corner for Lease, and it's out of bounds. Boy, the turnovers continue to mount for the Pioneers. 15:11 to go. Grace Illies, left side to Tenson. Pioneers are sitting in a zone. Right side, Wesber. Kirkhoff posting up on Brittany, just muscles it up and in. Kirkhoff, strong move to the basket, and she's in double, or 12 points now for Kirkhoff, leading all scorers tonight. Backcourt, and the Pioneers have thrown it away again. Bozer tried to find Lease on the baseline from midcourt, and the Jaguars will get it back with 14:41 left. I got a feeling I'm going to have to pull out the program tonight and go deep on the rosters. Illies, nice strong move, and she scores inside. Grace Illies. She's got seven. 45-18. Here's A.V. Lease, left side. They're working now in front of the Pioneer bench. Inside to Kimmon. Kirkhoff tried to reach in and pull it loose. Now, pass inside from Skiba, picked off. It's a 3-on-2. Filling the lane right side, Macy Kirkhoff, but she traveled. Here comes Jenna Fisher, Jenna Dingman, Jaden Gossin, and Kendra Schmitz into the ballgame. Tenson stays on the court. Rebecca Langer checks in for Pierce, so it's Brittany Bolzer, Taylor Kimmon, Rebecca, Laura Skiba, and Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Under 14 to play in Belgrade tonight. Please know our top of the key, our jump ball circle for Stuckmeyer. Now to Langer. Langer drives to the free throw line. Stop. Finds Kim in left elbow. Back to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey lobs it inside. Kim into the right side of the lane. Wrestled it away. Here's a Brittany Bolzer three-pointer. Loft left. Tipped out and taken by Tenson. 3-on-1 with Stuckmeyer back. And they hustle back and prevent a shot getting off. So good defense by the Pioneers to get back. But they lose track of Jaden Gossin inside, and she will go to the line on a foul. And Taylor got that one. Yep, Taylor with her third. Gossin spends most of her game time out around the three-point line, but well, if they're going to leave you alone, might as well camp yourself right under the hoop. And she knocked that one down. First point tonight for senior Jaden Gossin. All nine players have scored tonight for the Jags. Gossin sinks them both. They are 9-for-13 from the stripe. Pierce has attempted and made their only two attempts. Still looking to score almost 5 minutes into the half as Langer's got it top of the key for Brittany now. Bolzer gets a screen from Skiba, throws it down low. Kimmon from eight. Good right baseline. Taylor Kimmon. 4 for Taylor as we go under 13 to play. 47-20. Gossin looks inside. Left hand up and in. Kendra Schmitz off the Jaden Gossin assist. 49-20. 12:45 to go as Mariah Olish checks in. Next whistle, we'll see number 35 on the court. Stuckmeyer backdoor pass off Kimmon and out of bounds. And here comes Mariah. Mariah for Taylor Kimmon. So the Pioneers have Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Brittany Bozer, Rebecca Langer, Mariah Olish, and Laura Skiba on the court. This is Jenna Fisher backing off behind the arc. Right side now to Tenson. Lob inside right there. And an easy bucket for Schmitz. 5 for Kendra Schmitz tonight. Perfect loft on that entry pass. From the right wing to Schmitz posting up. Langer looking for help. Stopped her dribble. He'll reset with Brittany Bolzer near the volleyball line. Got a high screen from Skiba. Now Laura's got it. Skiba back to Brittany. 12 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Olish asking for it, gets it, scores, and is fouled. Olish using that left hand up in the air asking for the ball, and Brittany got it to her, and Olish finished. Olish will get the and one opportunity with 11:57 to go. Jaguar foul was on Kendra Schmitz, her first. And Olish air ball. That'll be a violation or stoppage as Pioneers retreat defensively, trailing 51-22 in Belgrade tonight. Out front is Cassandra Tenson. Off now for Fisher. Probes the baseline. Her pass inside, stolen. Skiba will slow her progress across midcourt. Now it's a catch-and-shoot baseline runner for Langer, left side from 12. Rebecca Langer with 4. She squared herself up, and she was ready to shoot as soon as she got the ball. Right corner. Speaking of ready to shoot, a three-pointer short. Long rebound. Here's Skiba off to the races. Laura stops, and that's a travel. Her momentum forced her to pick up that pivot foot. And the Jaguars will come back. 11:15 here on senior night. 51-24. Running the point for Coach Anderson is Cassandra Tenson. Now to Jenna Fisher. Long three by the lefty is good. She's got 11, and Jenna Fisher's hit three of those tonight. Two in the first half. And the lead has grown to 30, 54-24. Langer, left corner, Skiba, guarded there by Jenna Dingman. Olish up and under, and good. Mariah Olish. Nice little hesitation head fake from the left block. Scores, and that's 6 points tonight for Mariah. Into the low post again. Langer comes over to help, and that forces an errant pass into the hands of Brittany Bozer. Brittany fires into the lane where Stuckmeyer will put it up and score. A little left hand by Kelsey. 8 for the conference's top scorer, but a quiet night for Kelsey. She scored her first 6, but her first 2 since. Three-pointer a little short that time, saved in to Olish. That was Jenna Fisher again as Avi Lease prepares to come in. 10 minutes to go. Stuckmeyer, defended by Gossin, tries to take her off the dribble on the baseline. Pass inside, nobody home except a player in blue, and that's Tenson. Tenson back the other way to the left wing. One-hand pass for Gossin. Fires a 3 and drains it. Timeout Jaguars on the Jaden Gossin deep ball. She's got 5, and with 9:40 to play, it's a 29-point lead. 57-28 Jaguars.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Jaguars by 29 in their last regular season home game. They will likely get a home playoff game, but their lead is 29, 57-28 with 9:40 to go. The boys' conference could be decided tonight. Eden Valley Watkins is down in Maple Lake. Maple Lake winning in Eden Valley before Christmas by 20. There's a foul. And it's on Avi Lease. And Avi has picked up number 2. Fourth team foul. Jaguars get the ball back with 9.5 to play. Grace Illies at the point guard. Directs the offense to the right side. Out to the wing comes Morgan Gronley. Curls to the free throw line. Now to Gossin with Stuckmeyer defending. Cross the lane. Here's the ball knocked loose. Illies had it pulled away by Lease. Now Brittany finds Kelsey. Off for Avi again. Right side back out top for the senior, Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Now Brittany into the lane. Lease pass inside. Olish looking for the handle. Finally gains control. Now muscles up and scores. Mariah Olish, 8, 6 this half. 57-30 with 8:45 to play. Morgan Gronley. Outstanding volleyball player here for Coach Weller. Out top, Illies. Most of these girls are. Wesber, drop step to the baseline, cut off nicely by Olish. Inside, Lease got a piece of it and knocks it out of bounds. Passing will come by Grace Illies. 8:29 on the clock, 57-30 the score. Wesber takes it at the free throw line, fakes a handoff and goes down the lane and draws contact. Nice head fake by Nicole Wesber. Statue of Liberty almost. Pioneer foul indicated on Mariah Olish, her first. To the line is Nicole Wesber, 2 for 2 tonight with 4 points. That one's good. Jaguars have not missed this half. 5 for 5 and 10 of 13 overall in the game. 58-30 with 8:25 left. One free throw for Westbrook. And that one rolls around and drops through. 6 for Nicole Westbrook. 59-30 as the Pioneers bring it up with Brittany Bozer. Met defensively at the timeline by Illies. Now to Lease. Top of the key. Stuckmeyer drives with the left. Finds Bozer from the left corner. Brittany off. Rebound. Battle for. Touch last by Evie Lease. Jaguars get the ball back with 8:11 left. Pioneers are back at home tomorrow night. They will welcome in Osakis. Big subsection game for the girls. Illies off for Gronley behind the arc, left side, guarded by Brittany Bozer. Back to Illies on a skip pass to the right corner. One dribble and stops. Feeds it through to Gronley. Tries to snake one through traffic. Ball batted around. Kirkhoff diving to the floor. Saves it inbounds, but right to Laura Skiba. Bozer back the other way. Brittany with 7:40 to play. Catch and shoot. Stuckmeyer, no rebound and a foul on Avey. As Gronley had inside box out position, and Avey's picked up her third, 16 foul, and that'll bring Taylor Kimmon into the lineup. Mariah will come out with 7:38 remaining. Wrestling tomorrow night on You Are There Sports. Pioneers close out their regular season at Royalton. And they get ready for the 8 AA team tournament up in Thief River Falls. There's a reach-in call on Avey. And Avey, who didn't have a foul in the first half, has 4 now. As the bonus is coming for Grace Hillies. And Rebecca Langer, I believe, will come in for Avey here. Yep. Avey trots off the court, replaced by Rebecca Langer. So the front end of the bonus here for Grace Hillies. 2 of 2 tonight. She's got 7. And that one is good. 8 for Grace Hillies. I'm guessing that's Pat's daughter, huh? Baseball coach. Off on that one, and the rebound tracked down by Taylor Kimmon. 7:25 as steaming into the front court is Brittany Bozer. Down to Rebecca Langer. Pass to the wing, knocked out of play by Macy Kirkhoff. Ball stays with Pierce. Brittany to throw it in near the timeline. Well, speaking of Pat, there he is sitting there right there in the orange shirt. Wearing that El Rosa Saint windbreaker, probably. Here is Stuckmeyer. Back out, Brittany Bozer. Looking for a Skiba screen. Down low, picked off. Westbrook. Ready and waiting, Nicole Westbrook. Under 7 left. Malia Bozer is going to check in. Next whistle. Gronley works the ball to Grace Illies. Jaden Gosson rotates, and that's a double dribble on Illies. Got a little crossed up on whether she wanted to pass or keep her dribble going, and turns it over. Skiba out, and Malia in. 6:48 to go, a 30-point ball game. Malia finds Brittany. Pass deflected and stolen. Up on the other end offensively, the Jaguars have it in Illy's hands. Now Gronley got a nice screen from Kirkhoff. Free throw line high, Westbrook. Left side Illy's cutting inside, Westbrook left hand, no. Rebound Malia Bozer in traffic. 6:20 left. Brittany Bozer back the other way for Rebecca Langer, about 5 feet behind the three-point line. Now left corner, Kelsey will get a three, and it's long. Underneath, it's Kimmon battling for the rebound, and her pass to the corner tipped out by Westbrook, intended for Malia Bozer. And on the stoppage, we'll get both Kendra Schmitz and Jenna Fisher in for Kirkhoff and Illies. Near the corner, it is passed in to Kelsey. Stuckmeyer's got it, holding it. Finds Kimmon coming to the ball, right side of the lane. Back for Brittany, under 6 minutes to play. 60-30, Jaguars. Right side, Brittany Bozer. It was a 32-point win in Pierce for the Jaguars when they played back on January 9th, 59-27. Another ball tipped out of bounds, stays with Piers, Bozer, right baseline. And we've got a foul, I believe, on Wesper. Got her feet tangled up with Malia Bozer, and it will be Nicole Wesper first on her. And here we are with 5:41 to go, and nobody has more than one foul for the Jaguars yet. Kimmen, catch and shoot, 15-footer. No, rebound, ricochets, picked up by Kendra Schmitz. They've only committed six fouls in the game, three in each half. And that's not a knock on the referees. I think that's a pretty accurate assessment of the way they have played tonight. There's a tip ball and steal by Brittany. Leads Kimmen ahead down to the baseline. Back to the corner. Brittany got the angle, and a blocking foul will come on Wesber. And I think I jinxed her. Now she's got two. Fourth team foul. Before the shot, so it'll be an inbounds pass in again. Here's Avey back into the lineup. Avey for Brittany Bozer, and that means Rebecca Langer will rotate and inbounds the ball with 310 seconds left. I'll let you do the math. Right elbow jumper. Lease knocks it home. Avey from 15. Basically a free throw. Her first field goal. 4 points for the senior. 60-32. Jaden Gosson defended there by Rebecca. They lob inside. They got it through to Schmitz. She couldn't finish, and the ball rolls past the end line as Schmitz and Malia Bozer battle underneath the glass. Here's Decora Iverson making her first appearance. And a senior night banner has just come untaped, but not to the floor. 4:45 to go. The pass comes into Jaden Gosson. Fires a three, rattles it out. Rebound into Malia Bozer's hands. Off to Langer. 4:35 and counting in Belgrade. Back to Avey. Now top of the key, Decora Iverson kicks it out to Malia. Good look for three and a little short, but Langer is there underneath the window. To Lease, her shot blocked, but Avey's fouled by Wesber, I believe. And Avey's going to shoot a pair of free throws on the shooting foul. Nope, 14. That's Gronley, her second. Avey tonight is 2-for-2, 4 points. 4:23 left, 60-32 Jaguars. Short. Grace Gottwald, another senior for the Pioneers, comes in. And now in for the Jaguars, Brittany Berge. As the crowd rises to give the starters and the seniors a nice round of applause. Also into the lineup is Jacqueline Gosson. That free throw for Avey is good. Five tonight for Avey. She had eight. And it's Jaguar ball. Malia tried to get a turnover. Now Gracie Gall will come in. Emily Sedlovsky is in. Stuckmeyer and Lise and Malia Bozer are out. So the Pioneers have Gracie, Rebecca, Decora, Grace, and Emily on the court. 4:15 to go. Jacqueline Gosson, the younger sister of Jaden Gosson. Daughter of the AD here, Rick. Left side to Brittany Berge. Got a screen from T. Schaefer in the ballgame. Now Gosson. Baseline drive cut off by Langer. Back out to the point where Carsey Campson feeds it off. That three-pointer grazes off the rim. It's put back up and in by Jacqueline Gosson. Her first two tonight. 3:45 to go. 62-33. Emily Sedlovsky to Gracie Gall. Now to Grace Gottwald. Now it's Emily Sedlovsky. Emily starts her dribble. Crossover out to Decora. 18-footer top of the key off to the right. Chase for the rebound. Pulled away by BBE's Carsey Campson. Campson, right side, in the corner to Berge. Now left corner. This is Jacqueline Gosson. Down for Allie Gruber. Coming up on the three-minute mark. Campson rotates it back out front to Gosson. Back to Berge. Nice screen from T. Schaefer. 3 minutes to play. Backdoor cut, nicely executed, and short rebound inside for Gracie Gall. Sedlowski. Back the other way. Emily stops, hands it back to Rebecca. Feeds inside. Nice catch by Grace Gottwald. Jump hook. Good. Grace Gottwald knocks it down. First two tonight for Grace. 62-35. Grace, a senior, has seen very limited time, but a valuable member. She's only scored now 11 points this year. Oh, cross-country runner. And nice girl. 2:13 to go. Lob across, finds Gruber. She'll go out to the perimeter. Down on the baseline for Berge. Fires it up and good. Berge for three. Decora Iverson now with 2 minutes to play. 65-35. Rebecca will drive. Stop out for Sedlowski. Emily with a left-hand move to the rim. No rebound inside. Campson with the rebound, and there's a Pioneer foul going to be.
47, their opponents 46.
Foul is on Emily Sedlowski, her first. We'll go to the other end, and it'll be a 1-1 coming for Carsey Campson. Emily Daler now comes in. Daler for Langer. And the free throw now coming, and the lefty comes up short. And with a minute 52, Piers will get the ball back as Tori Reed makes her first appearance. Jaguars 65-35. They led 37-18 at half. Emily Daler on the left wing, out for Grace Gottwald. Now Gracie Gall feeds off to Sedlowski, the freshman, holding it out. Drives the lane, strong move inside with a left hand. No. Rebound for Gruber. Allie Gruber. Up ahead is Jacqueline Gossin to the corner. Here's a three-pointer, up and good. Tori Reed. 68-35. Gracie Gall feeds it inside to Daler, and Daler's fouled. And I believe this one will go against the Jags. With a minute 18 to go, Mackenzie T. Schaefer gets the foul. Her first, team's sixth. Here's Sedlowski out front. Daler now. Inside, Gottwald. Oh, almost had another bucket. Daler fights for the rebound, but controlled there by Berge. Gossin, Berge, now Reed, right side of the free throw line with under a minute to go here in Belgrade tonight. Driving back out to the perimeter. 45 left, Reed. Now Gruber will back out, back to Reed, free throw line to the corner. Berge for Gruber. Allie Gruber. Right wing for Gossin. Backs out. I would highly unlike that the Jaguars will take another shot. They do, but it's blocked, and a foul is coming on Daler. Looked like they were just going to run out that clock here, but yeah, young players like to score too. Foul is on Emily, her first, and it'll give Tori Reed a chance to add to her 3 points. 23 seconds left. She makes the first. Ooh, if she makes this, we're in running time. That 23 seconds will fly by. Good. Tori Reed, 5 points. Here's Emily, front court. Sedlowski, the freshman now. Right side for senior Gracie Gall with 15 to go. Out to Grace Gottwald near midcourt. Left side, Sedlowski in front of the Pioneer bench. Offered to Cora Iverson, left wing. Back out for Emily Sedlowski. Now Daler at the point. 3 seconds to go. Iverson will put it up at the buzzer. It's off, and we've gone final in Belgrade. Jaguars 70, Pioneers 35. We start the postgame on You Are There Sports.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce says, Go Pioneers! And when you're on the go and need to find a great place to dine, then the Brickyard is the perfect place. The Brickyard features a full menu with a wide assortment of delicious food, sure to satisfy anyone's hunger. And the Brickyard also has outstanding daily food specials. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday, Wednesday's pizza night, Thursday it's wings, and Friday is roasted chicken and baby back pork ribs. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Phelan Meats in Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and
maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Start to finish, it's all Jaguars tonight on Parents Night Senior Night. 70-35, your final score as the Jaguars, with 70 points, only had two girls get into double figures, and barely that. You had Macy Kirkhoff with 12, 11 for Jenna Fisher. What that tells you is that everybody contributed across the board with 5 to 7 points or so. So 8 for Grace Illies, 6 for Nicole Wesper. Morgan Gronley had 6. 5 for Jaden Gosin, 5 for Jenna Dingman, 5 for Tori Reed, 3 for Brittany Berge, and 2 for Cassandra Tenson. Jaguars pretty efficient at the free throw line, going 14 of 18 tonight as they improve now to 17 and 6 overall, 8 and 3 in the Central Minnesota Conference. And the Jaguars will next be in action. And their next game is at Painesville a week from tonight. 3 games left for the Jags, all on the road. Next Thursday night, next time out for Coach Anderson's squad. Pioneers had 8 points apiece for Kelsey Stuckmeyer and Mariah Olish. 5 for Avi Lease, 4 for Rebecca Langer and Taylor Kimmon. two for Brittany Bozer. Laura Skiba had two, and Grace Gottwalt had two. Pioneers fall to 6-15 now and 3-8 in the conference. They've got a short turnaround. They're back in action tomorrow night, a non-conference, but a big subsection game. Osakis in town at home, and that'll be senior night for the girls there. We'll be in Royalton for wrestling. We'll tell you about that and give you our final thoughts on this one tonight as Jaguars prevail 70-35.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Final score tonight from Belgrade and BBE High School, 70-35. Jaguars double up on the Pioneers for their 17th victory of the year. Pioneers 6-15. Now they're back at home tomorrow night when they take on the Osakis Silver Streaks. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow night as well, but we'll be in Royalton watching the wrestlers wrap up their regular season. Pioneers and the Royals go at it tomorrow night, and last tune-up before the Section 8 AA team tournament up and way up in Thief River Falls. So that's it tonight. Not a happy ending. All three programs lose tonight for the girls. Last report, the boys were down big and holding Ford 59-37 with about 5 minutes left. So 70-35. We'll see you tomorrow night on the mats in Royalton on You Are There Sports.